Morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Alice Kiefer, K-E-I-F-E-R. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 11-7-24, Mrs. Kiefer performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 7-30-24, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Fowler, F-A-L-L-E-R. This goes to Van Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, comma, P-A, on 11-7-24. Mrs. Fowler performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal airway obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-30-24, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook on 11-7-24. Mr. Riley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-11-24, there's been slight improvement in the post-bronchodilator study period of paragraph impression on moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, showing a slight improvement period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beth Zapola, Z-A-P-O-L-A. This goes to Dr. Holt. On 11-7-24, Mrs. Zapola performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-2-24, there's been some deterioration or poor effort period of paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with questionable effort. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Conneary, C-O-N-N-E-A-R-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 11-7-24, Mrs. Conneary performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-14-24, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Palmer. This goes to John Blake, comma, PA, on 11-7-24. Mrs. Palmer performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity noted. Compared to a prior study dated 8-7-24, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Carles, C-A-R-L-E-S. This goes to Dr. Pieper and to Dr. Murphy. On 11-7-24, Mr. Carl's performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired. And there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-18-24, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate restriction and moderate obstruction without airway reactivity, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.